Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The left fielder, Sandy Valdespino. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Perry. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Buford scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Valdespino moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Valdespino moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vare Als fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Vare Als settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Vare Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vare Als is 0 for 2 in the game. Vare Als hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 2 in the game. Valdespino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Cott now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander pinch hits for Frank Quilici. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison pinch hits for Jim Cott. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Al Worthington now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Zimmerman and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Barry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino is 0 for 3 in the game. Valdespino hits a line drive towards the mound. Horlan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.